The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast.
Dr. Taz. Your good health journey starts now. Here's Dr. Taz.
Welcome back to the Dr. Taz Show, where every episode we are determined to help you find your personal prescription for power. Joining me today is Dr. Michelle Robin. Dr. Robin is an international speaker, a best-selling author, a radio host, and a practicing chiropractor. She's the founder, of Your Wellness Connection, one of the nation's most successful integrative healing centers. Welcome to the show, Dr. Robin.
Thanks, Dr. Taz. Thanks for sharing your audience and your time with me. And it was great having you on my show a few weeks ago.
I enjoyed it thoroughly, and I'm so honored to have you here today. Well, let's jump right in. And I know you spent so much time in well-being and wellness. Tell us just a little bit about your journey.
You know, I got hurt at the age of 15 playing basketball. And lucky for me, my mother took me to the chiropractor and nothing was broken. She took me to the hospital, nothing was broken. So then she took me to the chiropractor. And I have to tell you, I don't remember much about the actual chiropractic experience, but what I do remember is how they made me feel. And from that moment on, I kind of fell in love with the lifestyle and Dr. John and Carol Lakin really taught me a lot about whole person health. And I decided to become a chiropractor at the age of 15, 16 years old.
Wow.
And here I am, just turned 52, so many years later.
Well, amazing. And I know you've had an absolutely amazing career. Talk to us a little about what well-being means to you and where you've taken that journey in the years since.
Yeah, what well-being means to me is that my mind, body, and spirit do not get in the way of me living a graceful, peaceful life. I think so many times people have a bellyache or a headache or they have anxiety or they have trouble sleeping. And so they can't really enjoy the life that they're designed to live. And so for me, that's what well-being means.
I love that. And one of your books is Small Changes, Big Shifts, Put the Odds in Your Favor by Dr. Michelle Robin. What is that? What is Small Changes, Big Shifts? I think everybody thinks if they're going to make a change, it has to be a giant change and a lot of effort.
Yeah, what I've learned in my 26 years in practice is that most people think they don't have the time or the money to really live a wellness lifestyle. And so several years ago, I started saying, you know, if you change one thing a month, the next 12 months, you'll change your life forever. And that actually helped create a movement, Small Changes, Big Shifts, which is the name of my podcast. And this year, as I was celebrating my 25th year, I put out that new book, Small Changes, Big Shifts, trying to really help them put the odds in their favor. I don't know about you, but every day I make decisions that put the odds in my favor, whether it's putting my seatbelt on, whether it's deciding to turn the TV off at night to go to sleep, drinking water in the morning, how I'm fueling my body. So I wanted to really share with my people, my consumers, my clients that I love, and I'm so grateful they've given me the opportunity to guide them all these years, some little tools that will help them put the odds in their favor. Because in my case, I had a bad accident about 33 months ago. I got hit by a car on my bicycle, had about 10 fractures. And without a doubt, I believe I have had a great recovery because I put the odds in my favor. I had just come off the whole 30 lifestyle. I'd been mindful about my praying and meditation. I had right-sized my life, so I had less stress in my practice and my home life. I'd been training for a triathlon. My financial house was in order. And I really believe that that day when I got hit by that car on June 29th at 6:45 a.m., I was in a peaceful place. So there wasn't a lot of old drama and trauma in my body from my childhood because I'd cleaned that up. So then when I got hit, it was more me going forward from that accident on instead of looking and replaying all the old injuries in my life, and not just physical injuries, but also spiritual insults.
That's amazing. So for everybody out there, I hope you caught this. It's all about putting the odds in your favor and really sort of taking charge of whatever's happening to you. What would you tell somebody out there who goes through a traumatic experience like this and is really trying hard to put their life together and doesn't know where to start, and they hear that, put the odds in your favor, but they're not really sure where to go with that? What's sort of the first thing they can do, and what's sort of the first thing you did to be able to make that happen?
You know, I think the first thing that I did, first of all, they can list the people like you that are out there talking and being evangelists for this type of lifestyle. and taking your power back. And so for me, when I got hurt, I went to the hospital by ambulance, but I was lucky enough, I was coherent enough to help direct my care and decide who I wanted on my team. And it's important to know who's on your team before you really need them. You know, we just came through March Madness. And as you think about a basketball team, there's forwards and there's guards and there's shooting guards. And as you look at it, you think about who's on my team when I have issues so that I can readily call them up. And I think what's great about people like you and I, we have clients that look to us not only when they're in crisis, but how do they get along throughout their life, kind of like a financial planner. You don't just see your financial planner when you're ready to retire and go, oh, my goodness, I didn't prepare for it. You have a relationship with them throughout your life, so you're taking steps to put the odds in your favor. So I think really being mindful about who you have guiding you and who's on your wellness team.
I mean, I think that's amazing advice. I meet so many people every day, and I talk to so many great experts like yourself. And so many of us believe that we would not have been through the experience we had been through if we had not had that team in place, if we had not had advisors sort of directing us and leading us down the road. And you're right. When it comes to our finances, I feel like everybody has an army of people, everyone from your accountant to your financial planner to help you. But when it comes to your health and your emotional landscape and your journey and connecting all of those dots, I feel like there are very few people out there that, you know, there's no resources. I shouldn't say there aren't people out there. There aren't the resources for folks that are searching to be like, okay, this is where I need to go to get this type of help. So I think that's so critical. Like, get the odds in your favor, build your team. That team can sometimes point you in the right direction when you may not have the reserve or the energy to do so. Small changes, big shifts. You know, that was that one of your first books, Dr. Robin?
Actually, it's my seventh book.
And oh, wow.
So my first book was Wellness on a Shoestring, Seven Habits for a Healthy Life. You know, what I want to kind of tag into what you said, my undergrad's in accounting because my chemistry teacher told me that I'd never be a chiropractor, and he was wrong. Dr. Usera, thank you so much for putting that power back in my hands. But I think it's kind of like debits and credits. Every day you have to look at, if you continue to debit your account, and every day you are drinking too much or having too much sugar or sitting too much and being around people that aren't supporting your vision, you're going to go into health bankruptcy. And so how do we continue to put credits into our account? I don't know about you. I want to tell you, I eat French fries at least once a week, and I have chocolate two or three times a week, and I may have alcohol a couple times a month. I'm not preaching that you do this 100% of the time, but how do you put the odds in your favor? And you live this lifestyle a majority of the time. Instead of planning when you're going to tox out, why don't you plan when you're going to tox out instead of doing the other way 20% of the time I'm going to detox? So I love the whole financial analogy because you've got to invest in yourself every single day, and some days you invest more than others.
I think that's an amazing analogy, and I'm, you know, for everybody out there listening today, I hope you are either writing these down or making great mental notes, because Dr. Robin has already given us so many amazing little pearls of wisdom. So the first being, put the odds in your favor. The second is, build that team, build that health team for yourself so that they can help you when you have moments that you're not sure what the next step is and really what you need to do. And I love this concept of health bankruptcy, because again, when it comes to the type of work that we both do, there's a lot of, well, why do I need to do this? I'm not sick right now. But again, why wait till a disaster? Why wait for a catastrophe? Put the credits in, go ahead and build your reserve, because that's going to carry you through should something happen where you need a little bit of extra energy. Just as in a financial crisis, you may need that extra money that you squared away so many years ago. I love these analogies. So this is your seventh book, not your first book, My Mistake, which is such an accomplishment. Was this one of the hardest books to write, or in your process of writing these books and trying to educate and get that message out there of change and how little things can make a big difference? What was the most challenging part of that journey?
I think the most challenging part is really getting people to value themselves enough. For me, it's just when you've been coaching and teaching every day, really of my life, you know, half my life. I just turned 52 and I've been practicing 26 years. So I've spent half of my life just when you're in this intimate conversation with a consumer or client. I don't like to call them the patients, because that word patient means one who suffers. And we are suffering a lot these days, but a lot of people that I see come in saying, okay, help me stay on track and help me be accountable to creating the life that I told you I wanted. And so when I think about that, for me, it's just getting people to love themselves enough to invest the time and the money into themselves. And so I think that has been the hardest part of my career.
That is so profound, too, because I think even for us as practitioners, you know, we all struggle with that. And we're not going to go deep into our childhood and all those other conversations. But I think, you know, we all struggle to a certain extent with loving ourselves enough, thinking ourselves worthy of even paying attention to our health. In fact, on my meditation this morning, I was just thinking about the way I run my life and how great I felt this morning because I started, rather than running to start to worry about the kids or the business or my husband or anybody else, I started with me. And I started simply with, like, I need to get this workout done for me. And it's amazing how everything else flows as the day progresses. So learning to love yourself, accepting yourself, putting you first so that everything else can follow, I agree, is a personal challenge. But it's a challenge for the majority of the people I meet. So if, again, I can encourage everyone listening today to even take that challenge, you know, embrace yourself, love yourself, because it's really hard to change any behavior if it's not coming from that particular place. Dr. Robin, you've developed a program called the Quadrants of Well-Being. Tell us a little bit about that program. And I know it's something that both someone listening today, I, a provider, a doctor, a consumer, whatever we want to call all of us in this journey together, any of us can participate in. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, my undergrad, like I said, the gift that Dr. Usera gave me is now I have an undergrad in business. And when you think about running a business, you think about operations, marketing, finance, and leadership. And when I think about running the body, I think about mechanical health, chemical health, energetical, psycho-spiritual. And if you look at the philosophy of Chinese medicine or Eastern medicine, it really is all-compassing around those different quadrants. And so through this, through my practice, when I sit down with somebody, I just kind of hear where they're trying to go. And I'm not the chemistry person that a lot of people, a lot of doctors are. I hear where they say they're trying to go. And I think about, okay, this body is a business. And we want to have the greatest return we can on it without stealing from other people, of course. And but how do we truly have a great return so that we have the life that we are made to have, and that as we relive our life backwards, whether we're 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years old, did we have the experience that we were designed to have? And so my teacher, Dr. Richard Yenny, will help bring acupuncture to America. He was President Truman's interpreter. And he owned judo studios as a young man. He's from in the metro area in Kansas City, Independence, Missouri, where President Truman was from. And he was always fascinated with the Asian lifestyle. And so he was with President Truman and as his interpreter and got hurt doing judo, which he owned judo studios in Kansas City. And he went to the hospital and they did acupuncture on him. And so when he came back to Kansas City, the closest thing to acupuncture was chiropractic. And so he became a chiropractor. Then he has really had his hand, at least in some of the lineage of any chiropractor, and a lot of medical doctors or vets that have learned about acupuncture. And so that's where my rich knowledge comes from. And I just put it into a business framework because that's the way I think.
Hang on, more with Dr. Taz coming up. Now, you know mindful eating is an essential part of self-care. We all know that every part of our life is enhanced when we eat nourishing, healthy meals. But eating right can be hard to maintain. You know it, and I know it, but that's where Sunbasket comes in to help, offering 18 weekly recipes, including paleo, gluten-free, vegetarian, vegan, pescatarian, and more, all delivered to your door. How easy is that? Oh, do you want to know what has been delivered to my door recently? How about salmon burgers with caper remoulade and roasted matchstick fries, and pork katsu with black pepper garlic mayo, wilted greens, and jasmine rice? Can you say yum? Now, Sunbasket takes care of all the details, so it's easier to take care of yourself. So here's the deal. Sunbasket makes it easy and convenient to cook healthy, delicious meals at home, no matter how much experience you have in the kitchen. Everything is pre-measured and easy to prep. You can get a healthy and delicious meal on the table in about 30 minutes. Just go to sunbasket.com/wholehealth to learn more and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/wholehealth for $35 off. Once again, sunbasket.com/wholehealth. And now back to Dr. Taz.
So the body is a business, and as the CEO or the director of this particular business, we have to be thinking of all the different areas that are needed to make the body successful, just like you would make a business successful. So your four quadrants of well-being, just to make sure I caught them, were mechanical, chemical, psychosocial. Was the last one energetic?
Energetic. Mm-hmm.
And once we identify those four quadrants of well-being, where do we go from there? Are there certain things in each of those quadrants that we should be looking at every single day? We should be looking at once a quarter, once a year? Sort of what, just sort of sketch out for somebody listening today really what they should be doing in each of those quadrants to treat their body as the best functioning business that it could be.
Well, lots of ideas. First of all, if they really want to dive in deep, I spent the last year interviewing about 50 experts about their perspective on that. So it's on a website called Small Changes, Big Shifts, and it's been a ton of fun. So they can go there and find a lot of videos, a lot of blogs, et cetera. But when you think about it right now, and I think it's kind of a daily practice if people get used to it, and mechanically think about how are we moving our body, not just the big parts, but the little parts. I'm a diehard chiropractor. I've been getting adjusted since I was 15 years old, twice a month, and I've not been on any medications. Even when I got hurt, I was barely on a few. I had 4 days of some pain medication so I could sleep, actually so my partner could sleep more than I could sleep. But that was it, and I pretty much have lived my life with no antibiotics since I was 15. I had chronic sinus issues as a kid. And so I think it's really important to take care of your nervous system. And so it's like using a headset when you're on the phone. Are you sleeping on your stomach? What kind of posture are you having? How are you getting up and moving around? One of our sayings is the sugar to the teeth is like sitting to the spine, or sitting to the spine is like sugar to the teeth.
I need to make sure I got that. Sitting to the spine is like sugar to the teeth. Well, that's going to get all of us up and motivated to move around really quickly. I love that.
Yeah. If you don't move it, you lose it. So how do we do that? And then also all the little things. What I love about being a chiropractor is the latest research out of New Zealand by Dr. Heidi Halvik talks about when you have fixations and lack of motion in your spine, what happens is it changes the brain. And so for me, I have actually realized over the last 2 years how much I use chiropractic and acupuncture and massage and exercise to manage my anxiety. And I learned that really after my accident and doing my DNA and really realizing how much of a variant I have in my neurotransmitters. And most people probably, and my friends would give you a test to this, especially in my 30s, that I was a person who probably needed to be on something like for PMS and ADD and maybe some anxiety. However, I was it is so important to me to walk the talk of the chiropractic lifestyle that I just wouldn't go there out of pure stubbornness. And now, as I've learned how I've been managing, it's been pretty exciting. So that's the mechanical aspect.
So the mechanical quadrant of well-being is very much about, it sounds like, about owning and understanding your spine and understanding that if you don't move, you're going to lose it, and the importance of movement and how it impacts our neurotransmitters, impacts our brains, impacts our emotions. I think at the most simplistic level, any of us that exercise know how great we feel after movement, after exercising. And most jobs today are mental jobs. They're not physical jobs anymore. And so the importance of this movement is only more clear. Let's touch upon maybe some of the other quadrants, maybe one tip for every other quadrant.
Well, good. I say posture. You know, I would really work on your posture, and Amy Cuddy does a nice job talking how it relates. And then chemical, I think hydration, I think we minimize how important that is. And as I look at my own well-being and staying healthy and really being within a 2 or 3 pound weight for about the last 15 years, even going through menopause and going through an accident, hydration has been important. And then also looking at how I'm fueling my body with food. If the more processed food is not good for you. I know, you know, you've talked tons about that. Energetical is really being mindful about how the energy survives you. Like people surround you. People come into my home, even though it's a very simple place, they say, it just feels good here. Mm-hmm. And I'm just really mindful about the colors and about the smells and about the clutter. And then the psycho-spiritual aspect is really being mindful about who you let in your head and who you let in your heart, because people are like food. They either are lifting you up or they're tearing you down. And so just really being mindful about who's in your tribe and who's on your team.
I love those. Those are all easy tips. Again, small changes, big shifts. You're talking posture, you're talking hydration, you're talking about letting the right people into sort of our energetic sphere because it plays such an impact on what our overall emotional framework will be. I think these are all things that anybody out there listening today can grab onto and take hold of and hopefully help them find their own power. Dr. Robin, if people want to learn more about you and about your work, what's the best way to get in touch with you? Or if they want to even jump into this quadrants of well-being and learn more, I know we just very barely touched the surface today. How can they find out more information?
They can either go to drmichellerobin.com or they can go to smallchangesbigshifts.com and learn more about either one of us there. They're kind of linked. So either one of those will work. And, you know, I think that, and Dr. Taz, I know you do this after meeting you and watching your interactions and your kindness with people. It's really, when you wake up every day, just think about, how do I feel today? Tune in. And if you don't feel great, think about what you did the day before, the few days before, because your body, mind, spirit is just kind of reflecting what you've been serving it, whether it's food or people or energy.
Oh, thank you so much. I think that means so much to me just personally and for my audience as well. I know we're in this journey together and we're on this road together. We have good days and bad days. We have days we're motivated. We have days that we fall off. We have days we're drained and we have days we're energized. But at the end of it, we want the accumulation of everything to always be lifting us up, helping us find our power, and really writing that personal power prescription rather than having things happen to us or done to us. So follow Dr. Robin's wisdom, build your team, find your space, understand yourself, have that self-knowing, find that self-love, and little things, small changes, can make a big shift. Dr. Robin, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Dr. Tass. Keep shining, sister. Keep shining.
Thank you. And I hope I get to meet you soon as well.
Great. Have a great day.
Thanks.